Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
In fact, I haven't seen a paycheck in I don't know how many years. My wife gets it all. I don't. I haven't. And that's the truth. I haven't even signed a check or anything. I don't do anything with it. I don't handle anything to do with that. I don't really know who all does what in our ministry or as far as the giving. I don't get involved in that because sometimes it hinders me from saying things that I need to say, because if I know certain such have done this, and I may be motivated because somebody gave some money not to say something. And I don't want to get involved in that whatsoever. So, well, how do you survive? I believe God. And I sow. And I give. And the Lord calls it to come back to me. And that's the way I do it. And the Lord helps me. And he'll do the same thing for you. And we'll talk about that, about sowing and giving. And so we talked about Malachi yesterday, so we're not going to dig real deep into that. But get the recording from yesterday. But let's turn over to 2 Corinthians and look at some more things. We're talking about faith for finances. And you got to obey the simple principles of God's word if you're going to prosper financially. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The Bible says in verse number 6. It says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Notice it didn't say tearful giver. Oh, my God. There they go again. Don't that preacher know when to shut up? Just leave me alone. All they ever want is my money, 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 money. Yep. And I know I used to be there too. But I'm not now. I found out how it works. I found out how to receive $40,000 at a pop. You sow. In fact, last year, you know, I'm a pilot, and we have a nice twin-engine airplane. And I wanted to go into an airplane that was faster, more economical to operate. And I got it in my head Now, you wouldn't be guilty of this because you'd follow the Lord to start with, so you wouldn't have to wrestle with your head. You know, so we'll just let you be the right. But I got it in my head that I had me a plan of how I was going to do it. You know, I had me a plan. I didn't hook and crook some kind of way. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sell this aircraft, and it's going to bring in, you know, a sum of money because it's paid for. And then I'm going to take this money, and I'm going to put it towards this other aircraft, which would be no problem, you know, and move into this aircraft. One day I was praying, this thing wasn't working. It was like, I just kept having this sense that something wasn't right. You know, it wasn't just a bad feeling. It was kind of like washing your feet with your socks on. Just something ain't right. Or taking a shower with a raincoat on. I mean, just something ain't right. And I just kept going along that way for several months. Just something ain't right. And I just say to my wife, in fact, we discussed it. I said, I don't know what it is. I said, but somewhere I'm missing it. And I wasn't going around confessing, I miss. But you could just sense when something's wrong. And that's why we need to learn to be aware of spiritual things. Because if you learn to be led by the Spirit of God, it's going to help you. So after about 2 or 3 months, I remember one morning, I was kneeling down praying. And I just asked the Lord, because I hadn't really asked him. You know, I just kept talking, my wife and I would discuss it every now and then, not every day. And I just say, just something, we need to make an adjustment somewhere. And of course, we did make several adjustments and just worked beautifully. But I was down praying, and I had this airplane on the market, you know, for sale, and people knew it and had people actually looking at it and wanting it and everything. And I was down praying early one morning. It's about 3 months of going through this, and he's thinking that something just ain't right here. And the Lord said to me, he said, the reason you've been sensing this, that something was wrong, is because you're taking the wrong step in the area of your airplane. I said, I am. I said, well, do you want me to keep my airplane? He said, no. He said, I want you to have a better airplane. He said, but you're trying to sell it. He said, I want you to sow it. I said, I'm not sure this is God. Let me check this out here. You know what I mean? This can't be God. Not sowing no twin-engine, fire-breathing aircraft. My Lord. Turbocharged, fly high in the sky. All sow an aircraft? I'd never give away something that big in my lifetime that was worth that much money in my lifetime. But God wanted to set me up for a blessing. I said, I don't know, I got to think about this a minute. I did. I got up and thought about it. I said, I don't think I heard that right. So I got back down, and I started praying again. I said, Lord, I think you missed it on this one. You know what I mean? Because we can't do that. I mean, you know, there's no, Lord, do you realize how much money this thing costs? You know, I'm a country boy. You know, you taught me how to believe you for this, and so I give you the credit for it. And, Lord, you know it's paid for. Lord, I don't know about this, Lord. I don't know. I don't know if that'd be good business sense or not. He said, son, that's the problem with most people. They look at things from a business financially perspective instead of faith. He said, if you can't believe me in this area, he said, you'll never do the things that I've called you to in other areas. See, what affects you in one area will affect something else. God was wanting to build my faith. If you're going to say, I'm going around the world preaching the gospel, well, how are you going to do that? It takes faith. And so my faith's got to grow. So what have I got to do? I got to stretch it. And that's what the Lord taught me. He said, that's the reason I want you to sow this airplane. It's because I want you to stretch your faith. I said, all right. If you want me to sow this airplane, I ain't scared. I ain't scared, Lord. Good country talk for city folks. But I ain't scared. I said, I'll do it. I said, but my wife's got to be in agreement with it. He said, she already is in agreement. I said, she is? He said, she is. I said, okay. I said, who you want me to sow it to? He said, you know that gentleman that's a traveling minister over yonder? I said, yeah. He said, he's been believing me for an airplane. I said, he has? I didn't know it. This fellow wasn't even a pilot or nothing, you know, because normally a pilot would be believing for an airplane, but he said, no, he's a traveling minister. I said, well, how in the world is he going to fly it? He said, go hire somebody to fly it for him. And so I called the fellow up. I went and talked to my wife first. She said, yeah, good, let's go for it. You ain't got no better sense than obey God, too. Sometimes you just lose your mind. So we took that airplane, and I called him on the phone. And not only did I sow the airplane, when I got to sewing, and I was writing up the contract and everything. What do I mean, the contract? I'm talking about the what they call it, a bill of sale, an airplane kind of situation, to transfer the aircraft ownership over to him and his ministry and all these things. While I was sitting there doing it, you know, the Lord said, now, I don't want you just to give him the airplane. He said, I want you to give him the tug tractor that you take to tug it with, which cost lots of money. Lots of money! Lots of money! He said, the tug tractor. He said, I want you to give him all the extra parts that you have. Lots of money! One turbocharger on that airplane, just one! It's $4,000. And I got two of them sitting over there. I could have sold and made me some pocket change. And he said, all the other items and specialty tools, which I had, which cost about $4,000, too, he said, sow them to him. I said, Lord, I won't have nothing. He said, good. You'll have to believe me all over again. A lot of times, the reason the Lord wants you to sow and give beyond where you're at is to get you beyond where you're at. That's why he asks you to do things that just don't fit the human mind. He wants you to grow beyond where you're at. He said, you can sell this airplane. He said, but it's going to stalemate you right there. Now, let me tell you something else about the airplane. Are you ready for this? I was going to almost try to give the airplane away about 3 years earlier. Can I tell on myself? Everybody always likes for me to tell on me, you know what I mean? They don't like for me to tell on them, but like for me to tell on me. Because it just got financed, especially after, you know, September 11th, you know, when they bombed the planes running into the trade towers and then they run into the Pentagon, whatever all they done, you know, and they had the plane crash there in Pennsylvania and, you know, all the attack that came on the nation. Well, finances got hard in our ministry. And, you know, and I thought, well, what am I going to do? I mean, support, you know, cut back because everybody thought we're going to war. All kinds of things are happening. Fear gripped the nation. And so my airplane, you know, I decided, well, I'm just going to try to give this thing away. It needed some work done to it, you know, and things like that. I'm just going to try to almost give this thing away, for sell it for almost nothing, just to get rid of it because, you know, I'm thinking in the natural. And again, I kept having that feeling like I was washing my feet with the socks on, that sensation, or taking a bath with a raincoat on or something like that. And I was down praying one morning, and the Lord said, son, he said, you can't just give that airplane away. In a sense, you've sell it for almost nothing. He said, now, I'm not going to stop you from doing it if you want to. The Lord will let you do what you want to. He said, but let me tell you something. He said, if you do it, he said, it will set a ceiling or limitation on your ministry, and you'll never grow beyond where you're at right now. I know individuals, in fact, I'm thinking of one man I know right now that has an international ministry. I've never seen anybody in my lifetime, and I don't know everybody, but I've never seen any minister more used in the gifts of the Spirit and power of God accurately than this man. But he will never fulfill his ministry because he cannot get over the level of financial prosperity. He quit because he got in a tough place. He quit because God told him to sow and he wouldn't sow. God told him to give and he wouldn't give. And he's sitting now doing nothing, working for another company, not even in the ministry. But he's got international ministry. God permits you to be in situations to cause your faith to grow. So I said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, if you take this airplane and, you know, it needs work and repair, he said, that means that you don't have to exercise your faith because I didn't have the money to fix it. And it needed about $80,000 worth of, you know, upgrades. You didn't just have to have them all right then. But realistically, I mean, paint, engines, different things, and that wouldn't totally rebuild an engine or nothing, but I mean, just about $80,000 because I'd already priced it and I was about to pass out. Whew. You know, where am I going to get $80,000? Because I didn't have it in my bank account. I was going to come to your bank account and couldn't find you. You was hid good. But if you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. But the Lord said, you can do what you're thinking of. He said, but it's going to set a ceiling on your faith. It's going to set a ceiling on your ministry, and you'll never progress where you're at, and you'll never fulfill the call of God on your life. He said, you've got to exercise your faith. We was able to ask Dr. Kenneth Hagin one time, and say, Dad Hagin, said, did you ever get to a place that you can just coast and you don't have to exercise your faith and you don't have any challenges in ministry or life? And this was his answer. He said, if there is, he said, I hadn't found it. He said, you're always going to be challenged. You're always going to exercise your faith regardless of what level of ministry you're on. He said, that's just the way life is as long as you're down here. The Lord said, now, this is what you can do. He said, you can repair that airplane. And he said, do anything you want to with it, and it's not going to hinder you. He said, but you got to believe me. And so what I did from that, I was kneeling down. In fact, I can tell you where I was at. I was in West Decatur, Pennsylvania. You know Pastor Steve and Denise Miller? You know them. He's with us on our ministry board and with us in AFI. But I was at their church preaching, and I was kneeling down praying and there at the hotel I was staying at. I was kneeling down praying when the Lord spoke to me about that. And he said, you can leave this airplane in disrepair and get rid of it, but it's going to steal in your faith. He said, believe me and trust me for a miracle. I mean, I was so inspired because I had a word from God. I picked up the phone and I called a mechanic shop that I knew, this individual I knew, because I knew it needed some work done on it. And I didn't have a dime, I'll be honest with you. But I called this mechanic, and I called him. I said, it seemed like his name was Terry. I said, Terry, and you rarely get him when you first call him. You know, he's so busy. Terry, this is Randy Greer. He said, hey, preacher. He was lost as a goose in a snowstorm, you know. Hey, preacher, how you doing? I said, I need some work on my airplane. He said, I already knew that. He said, I've been waiting on you to call me. He had more faith in God than I did. He said, what you want me to do? I said, well, I don't want to do nothing partial. I said, remember we talked a good time ago, over a year ago, about it. And I said, but I want to add something to it. He said, what? I said, I want to add a paint job to it too. I want to strip it down and paint it. He said, well, you know, I don't do that. He said, but I could recommend a fellow over there in Sylvania, Georgia. And he said he'll do it for about $15,000. It's not like painting a car, you know. And he said it may be $20,000. And he said, but that would be have to be added to the bill.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.